Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and we've got Monday Night Trivia, 3 big hours of it, and it's a wonder we got anything at all. Where I am sitting right now has been evacuated. There's 100,000 acres of fires, and it's kind of hard to leave, though, because there's no gas. But apart from that being the media, I got to stay. Now, how wise a decision this will be, well, time will tell, but the power's still holding, so all is good. Now, breathing might be a little tough, but other than that, it is really odd looking over the mountains and just seeing them aflame. And it's a little close for comfort, but so far so good and all is well, so why not fiddle while Rome burns? We'll have fun playing trivia for 3 hours. Now, bumper stumpers A to Z. All the bumpers are up for grab, and we're working on the letter K tonight. All the artists' first names, or the group name, begins with K. We also have a straggler from last week, and it's the second week it's being held over. So I said, James, call in, and he did. I said, you get the final guesses on this. And if you don't know, we'll reveal it and move on to another question, because I think by now you're probably sick of this one. I've got others, trust me, but you've got options. You can have any category you like. If you know something about something, yeah, even a little bit, we'll find a question that's fit for you on virtually anything. And of course, you can always pick music, and there's lots of ways to do that, including charts, which I think our new buddy from the Tampa area is going to call in with. But whatever it is, just remember the phone number, 888-876-5593, because that's 8888-R-O-L-L-Y-E, and that'll get you to me tonight right here. James on the South Side. You've had a week to think about it, so let us ask the question. Whenever you do this, and you probably do this a lot, more than 500,000 people around the world are doing it at the exact same second you are. Doing what?
They are logging in on their computer.
That's a great guess. It's not right, but it's a great guess.
I would say drinking a coffee.
No, your first guess was closer.
Okay, they log in their password.
Nope.
They read their email.
Nope.
They turn on or turn off their computer.
No, that's five.
Somebody always said delete last week.
All right.
So I won't go with that.
Okay.
They open their email.
Nope.
Since I was so close, I'm going to say they They changed the password?
Nope. That's seven.
They send email?
No, I thought you said send for a minute there, and I was going to say, how exactly does that work? No, they don't send. Okay, no. But that's good. I'm telling you, you're dancing all around it.
Uh-oh, if I'm dancing all around it, dancing all around it means that you're reading it?
Nope.
Oh, goodness.
We'll give you two dozen guesses. And right now, if you want them, right now you are up to number nine coming up.
Okay, let's see. If I'm dancing around, I must be so close that I just don't know how close.
Yes, you're right. That's true. You are close.
Okay.
Maybe you're only going to get a dozen guesses. This could be a while. All right. Number nine. We're going for a dozen. You got four more.
They check the server.
Nope. Okay, that's nine. Let's go for ten here.
Okay, they emailed about spam.
Nope. Email's not involved.
Okay.
It could be, but it's not the purpose of the answer.
Okay.
This is 11. This is lucky 11.
Okay. I'm going to say they send more ingredients.
Okay, that's 11. You got one. You got one more guess. Make it a good one.
Okay.
It's really basic. Really basic. Whenever you do this, and you probably do it a lot, more than half a million people around the world are doing it at the exact same second you are. Doing what? Final guess for James.
I'm going to really scream on this one if I can't realize what it is.
Mm.
They
got to play the thinking music. I can see it's coming up.
Ding, 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 ding.
Final answer.
Okay. They phone a friend.
Good to talk to you. Call me back when we have another question. Thanks, James. All right. Now, I said I'd reveal it right away, but I see there's a couple of people who want to take a guess at it, and I aim to please. So let's see what we can do. Mike in Lindenhurst, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hello.
What do you think?
I've been thinking about it all week.
Good.
And I'm you get stuck on something, and I haven't heard anybody else's answer.
Mm.
But I'm going to say, hit the alarm or the snooze button.
Very nice, but not right. But I'm delighted you were thinking about it, and hopefully you'll get the next one. Thanks, Mike.
All right.
All right. So, let's see. We've got, we've got Suzanne in Chicago wants to take a shot at it. So, Suzanne, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, how about hit the enter key?
Oh, this is so close.
The delete key?
That's close, too. Come on, you can do this.
Delete, enter. Spacebar?
Bingo! We have a winner! Suzanne in Chicago is a winner. That's right. At any given fraction of a second, any time of the day, 24/7, over 600,000 people every one-tenth of a second are hitting the spacebar. It's the most used key on the board. 18% of all hits go to the spacebar. You are a winner.
Oh, my, I didn't even think about it until just when I called.
Perfect. Well, hang on. We'll get your address. We'll send you a prize not worth having, but it does come with a certificate. Don't go away. All right. So, yes, it isn't worth the cost of the postage, but, you know, we certify you. So, Suzanne was absolutely right. It is the space bar. Yeah, 18% of all hits go to the space bar. I have a feeling that Bill and Ballo, who's hanging on, he probably would have intuited that by now. We got Tom in Covington. We got Bob in Tennessee. Oh, good. Love to hear from Bob. Well, love to hear from everybody, actually. That includes you, you know. 888-876-5593-8888-RALEIGH. So, another question. And remember, you can have your own category. Recorded history tells a sociological tale. Worldwide, it's common to find times of feasts, times of famine, times of weather disasters and calm seas, but only 8% of the Earth's recorded history reveals time periods of this. Of what? Only 8% of the Earth's recorded history reveals periods of this. 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.
Is he the one that broke your heart?
Yes, he's the one.
I'm Raleigh James. Bumper Stumpers A to Z. We're working on the letter K. All the artists' first names begin with a K, or the group names begin with a K. It's a female vocalist. K something or other. It was 1966 on the Venus label, written and produced by Don Julian, recorded by several other people as well. No one else whose name starts with a K, though, I don't think. And that, to me, was the definitive version anyway. So who is she? 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. And we got a question. Recorded history tells a sociological tale. Worldwide, it's common to find feasts and famines and periods of weather disasters or calm seas, but only 8% of the Earth's recorded history reveals periods of this. periods of what? 888-876-5593. Bob is in Tennessee. Welcome back to WGN Radio, Bob.
Hey, Rock and Wally. How are you? Are y'all in danger out there?
Yeah, to a degree. Yeah, I don't expect it will be awful, but you know, evacuations are evacuations. But we ain't going. I do think it's funny that they call one and then don't have gasoline. But you know, that's a problem that they need to work out.
Absolutely. We gotta stay safe out there. I'm worried about you.
Well,
let's. The bumper stumper?
Yeah.
Let me try it. Would it be a Shirley Knight?
No, remember, it's a K, a first name. First name starts with a K.
Okay, I thought it was last name.
Not last name, first names.
Okay, well, then how about an audio from 62?
Oh, I think that would be wonderful. Let's see what we can do for you in 62. What a fine year that was. While I'm looking, how was the show this past weekend?
It was great, and I'll be calling you later on in the week, and giving you heads up on what we got coming up Saturday.
Okay. All right. This is actually someone else who did To Get You Back Again from 1963, and you're going to know who she is right away. Mm-hmm. And no K involved. So we'll see see how you do on this from 62. You'll remember it.
You'll lose a good thing.
Barbara who?
Oh, Barbara,
Yeah, you're doing good. Barbara's right, and you're right. Her last name does begin with an L. You can do this.
You know, I am definitely going to blank tonight. Oh, well.
Oh, no. Come on. We can try and work through this. I'm trying to think about, because you know, obviously you know who this is. So I'm trying to think of what her biggest hit was. Well, actually, this is her biggest hit. It was number one for 3 weeks on the R&B chart. She was from Beaumont, Texas. And you know that UEP Mo was involved in it somehow. But it was on the Jamie label.
It's not Barbara Lynn, is it?
Yes, it is. There you go.
I thought that kind of thing goes. You know, you have it on the tip of your tongue, and then all of a sudden it just comes out.
Yeah. Well, you're a winner. It's that simple.
Well, great.
Hang on, Bob. Don't go away. We'll talk to you later in the week. All right.
Okay.
So we will pick it up right there. We got Bill. We got Tom. We got Leah. There's room for you too on Monday Night Trivia on WGN Radio. Ah, it's my turn. And, yeah, just sitting here, too. And have I got a bumper for you? All right, this is as Chicago as it gets. WGN Radio. What a great record. Yeah, 1956 on VJ. And I said it was a gift. And sure enough, Scotty from East Chicago heard the opening notes. And he said, oh, I know that. So welcome back to WGN, Scotty.
Hey, how you doing? VJ Records, the cool gents. Do you on the other side?
Yes, absolutely. All right, as usual, we have a winner.
I wish you could play Gloria.
Yeah.
You know, I just can't help myself because he has some bad records.
Yes. I'm going to write that down because I'll play that this week. Okay.
I love Gloria.
Oh, me too. All right, I'll get them both for you. Hang on, you're a winner as usual. All right, so Scotty knows his stuff, and boy, when it is Chicago-centric, yeah, you're not going to beat him. All right, so Leah in Marcus Hook is going to guess on our trivia question, which is, recorded history tells a sociological tale. Worldwide, it's common to find times of feast, times of famine, times of weather disaster, times of calm seas, but only 8% of the Earth's recorded history reveals periods of this. Periods of what, Leah?
Hi, Raleigh. How are you?
All right. How do you feel?
Oh, much better. Thank you. And thank you for reading my email on the air. And thank you to everybody who prayed for my nephew, Kyle. He, as of today, he's negative and back to work.
Oh, that's excellent. So glad to hear it.
Yes. Thank you to everyone who said a prayer for him. And I really appreciate that. I'm very pleased. Thank you.
My pleasure.
I'm really worried about you guys, though, in a forest fire area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, fortunately, we don't have forests, because interesting.
Yeah, I know, but
we do have some areas, but this area is brush, and that's the good news. But it travels quickly, and it's over 100,000 acres, but it's still two separate fires. One's about 57,000 acres, and the other's about 54,000 acres. Now, if they combine, that's going to be interesting. But right now, one of them's close enough that we see the flames very easily.
Oh, gee. Oh, Raleigh, well, I will definitely keep you in my prayers.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't know why, but I have bigger things to worry about, if you know what I mean. It's sort of like, I got my studio built, so, hey, all's right with me.
Well, I was going to ask you about that, if you had it built yet.
Yes, I finished it. And
oh,
so,
nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Now's, of course, the cleanup to make it look pretty and all that. So that'll be a little while longer, you know, ordering the right cable length so they're not snaked on everything and all that.
Oh, you should put some pictures on Raleigh.net.
It'll be a while. Yeah, it'll be a while. Yeah. Eventually I will. But I had promised one of the county supervisors he could do a talk show from there. So I've been having to get it ready. And I'm kind of glad I promised him that, because I probably would have drugged my feet a lot longer if it weren't for that.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's great. I'm so proud of you.
Yeah. I've only got about 47 other projects. Oh, God. So in the middle of the fires...
Now let's hope it doesn't get burned to the ground.
Well, in the middle of the fires, the transmitter failed on my big number one FM. And so...
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. And it's not a simple... But we're back on the air. Not as much power as I'd like, but I had to bastardize a couple other things to do it. So hopefully we'll be able to rectify this sooner rather than later. But I thought, not during a 100,000-acre fire. I can't afford to be off the air. And thankfully, I'm not.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah. Well, I have a guess. I know it's probably not right, but I'm going to guess complete balance and calm.
Well, it's close enough for me. Only 8% of recorded history has no war somewhere.
Really?
Yep. 92% of recorded history includes a war somewhere on Earth.
Cool.
So you're a winner.
Thank you.
All right. Good deal.
Also, I wanted to say, check your email after, because I was going to email you something about something I heard last week.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
I will. I promise. All right.
Okay.
Hang on. We'll get that address again. So very good. Yes. All right. So we just burned up another question. Good. Well, what a way to do it. Now, so that ends that question. So I guess I ask another one. Oh, I'm up for the challenge. These have been around forever. But it wasn't until the 1950s that the first electric one was sold. Electric what? And, of course, there's a zillion possible right answers, but I'm only looking for one in particular. So you not only have to know it, but you have to know the one I want. So, as I'm sure lots of electric things were first sold in the 50s, but I'm looking for one thing. Something had been around forever, but electrified in the 50s. 888-876-5593, 888-ROLLYE. And don't forget, you can have your own category. It can be anything. And of course, all the bumper stumpers are up for grabs. It's bumper stumpers A to Z. We're working on the letter K tonight. All the artists' first names or the group names begin with K. And yes, Scotty knew his Cool Gents. All right. Well, the next one's a hit, too. So I'm expecting big things from you right here on WGN Radio.
Oh, sookie, sookie now. Let me tell you something, girl, I've been trying to say now. You look so sweet and you're so doggone fine. I just can't get you out of my mind. You become a sweet taste in my mouth now. And I want you to be my spouse so that we can live happily now. Something, girl, I've been needing for days. Yes, some good, good loving with plenty, plenty hugging. Ooh, you cute little thing.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Bumper Stumpers A to Z. That's a K. We're working on K's tonight. First name begins with a K. It was on Atlantic in 1970, and what a fine song. 888-876-5593, 8888. Raleigh, these have been around forever, but it wasn't until the 1950s that the first electric one was sold. Electric what? All right, so Mike and Lyndhurst calling back. Going to take another stab at this. I like that. So, Mike, welcome back to WGN.
Can opener, iron, or toaster?
Love them all, not right. None of them. But I'm glad you tried. Thanks.
Okay.
All right.
Time to go to sleep.
Oh, good night. Yeah, appreciate you you staying up for me. All right, now, let's see what we can do here with Jamie in Tampa, who has streaming questions. Yeah, I stream the show. All right, so, Jamie, what's up?
Hey, Miss Raleigh, how are you doing tonight?
All right, how about yourself?
Better than I deserve.
All right.
I told some friends of mine, I said, I think we rely too much on streaming our radio stations, especially the ones that we can actually pick up over the air. Do you think that we are living in the digital age and on the digital superhighway, as they say? What are your thoughts on this whole, I want to stream everything, I don't care about radio anymore? What are your thoughts on that? Because right now I got you on an e-skip on my portable radio right here.
I don't think it matters. I think we're discussing when we talk about whether it's AM or FM or online streaming or XM or satellite of any sort. All these discussions are about the delivery truck. When you order something from Amazon, you don't look outside to see what the truck looks like. You want to know what's in the package when you unbox it. Well, what's in the package is programming. If you provide something that people can hear and want to hear, they will hear. Now, the problem right now with streaming is the law of supply and demand. There are so many millions of streams out there, literally, that unless it has a terrestrial tie-in like your local radio station, or unless you know about it on your own, no one's ever searched for anything in Google that they didn't know existed. So that's the hard part that online only has, how to be differentiated. And of course, there are many ways, but at this point, nothing beats brick and mortar. But I don't care how I get it. I want to know what it is am I getting.
Right, right. You want to know that when you open up the package from Amazon, it's what you ordered. And I think, and of course, while we also had to worry about, too, the digital divide. Some people are tech savvy, and can listen on a speaker, and some cannot.
It's not that much of a divide. The end user, it's damn near plug and play these days. So I would think anybody who wants to can. You know, now I'm not saying everybody's going to sit there and set up their stream start to finish and have their own servers and all that. Of course not. You know, I wouldn't have it any other way. But in terms of the end user, anytime I put something together, I want it to be plug and play for that person, and it's pretty damn close.
Right. I mean, people want to do is they want to know what they're listening to, and they want to have access to it in any way they can. You know, and as far as, you know, all the digital stuff, nothing beats. I mean, you all know as well as anybody, nothing beats the good old fashioned AM FM radio. I mean, when all else fails,
well,
AM FM's rare.
If you're talking about music programming, the problem I have with all the various delivery trucks is that few of them rely, when you're talking about old music, on the original 45s. And unfortunately, CD and other online mixes just pale by comparison. So vinyl is final in my world.
You know, it's funny you say that because there's actually a radio station down here. One of their shows, all they play is from 45.
Yeah. Good.
And of course now they've gone ahead and digitized everything, and that makes it
That's actually fine. Depending on the algorithm they're using, obviously they're going to compress it in one way or another. But that's fine if the source material is the original 45. I don't have a problem with that. The problem is that when all this stuff was released on CDs, of course the early CDs, the algorithms weren't right, and that was a bigger problem. But even later, when the algorithms were right, they couldn't resist the temptation of remastering, quote unquote, which is a word that gives me hives. And, you know, it's the reality is that no one was better than Motown at giving a soulectomy to a beautiful library when they actually put it to CD, because they remixed all the product, and it just causes me pain. But
and the same thing happened with Countdown shows too, Raleigh. I mean, if you recall when American Top 40 was first launched, it was only available in mono. But then they've remastered the old shows to digital copies, which probably terrified you.
Well, I remember how it was mastered because very often I'd be the one who had to drive the tapes to Camarillo to be pressed to disc. So I know how it was mastered.
Really?
Yeah, because I worked for Watermark. So
actually, Raleigh, I don't know how it was mastered.
Oh, it was put onto vinyl and then shipped. Every week, it was discs.
Nowadays, a lot of stations run the older programs, but now they're just digital downloads.
Right. No, originally they were discs. I've still got most of them littering some box somewhere in one of my Connex boxes. But yeah, so that was pretty simple in terms of how that was done. And we played a lot from vinyl because I was. When I did Soundtrack of the 60s for Watermark with Murray the K, I would bring in my own records and then I'd forget about it. And I can't tell you how many 45s I lost leaving them there. So I know.
You left it at the studio when you were recording?
Yeah, of course. So I know it was vinyl because it was my vinyl.
Yeah, I mean now depending on the show, of course, some of that. Now I remember the old American Country Countdowns were on the cheapest vinyl available.
Done in Camarillo, but yeah, the original ACC was great with Don Bowman. Not to cast any aspersions at Bob Kingsley, he was a wonderful guy, but he was the producer of the show, and the host was Don Bowman, who was just hilarious.
Yep.
And would have still been
back
there, but
73, right?
Yeah, he ran off with the chief engineer's wife, so you know it was ugly. But next thing you know, Kingsley, the host, I'm like, oh, okay, but that's the way that worked. All right,
Have you heard the new version of the show?
You know, I don't want to hear the new version of the show. There's not enough time in the day. But speaking of that, they're always on me that I run out of time. And after all, this is a for-profit endeavor. So I am going to say sayonara and call me soon. Good luck, Jamie. Thank you. All right. So 888-876-5593 is 8888-RALEIGH on WGN Radio.
Won't you tell me what you think of me?
I want you to love me. Place no one above me. Love me the way you love me best. I
GN Radio. I'm Riley James. It is Monday Night Trivia, Bumper Stumpers A to Z. We're working on the letter K tonight. Every artist we play, their first name begins with a K or the group name begins with a K. So that probably will cause your first inclination when you hear this song to be thrown right out, because it couldn't have been. So who is this? All right, 888-876-5593. I got a question. These have been around forever, but it wasn't until the 1950s that the first electric one was sold. Electric what? And you can have a question, too. Whatever you want, we aim to please. And hanging on since the beginning of the show, Bill and Tom. So, Bill and Mallo, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hey, before I say anything else, I did want to ask, can you please take a look in your email and... you should see an email from early last hour with the subject line, your book, how to order inscribed copies.
Oh, yeah? Okay, subject. Let's get to... now I have to alphabetize.
Okay, while you're looking for that, I did want to ask, do you think it would be a good idea for me to fill in a few details regarding the book that Detective Chuck alluded to last week, or is Carol Fort all over that, and it's just a matter of you... connecting with the Detective Truck again.
What I want you to do is call me tomorrow night and we'll talk about it when it's not trivia.
Gotcha. Okay.
All right. So I'm looking at your, and I'm not seeing it. I wonder if it's already gone the way of all flesh. What email? Oh, wait. Here we go. Just ask. Is all you have to do. Just let me know. You just have to tell me who to. I don't normally inscribe them to anybody because someone a while ago chastised me for that, saying, you know, these books are worth more on the used markets if it doesn't have a personal inscription. I said, okay, I'll just sign them. And and nobody should be going on Amazon to buy my book and pay a lot of money. With shipping, I think it's like $23.94 at nickajackpress.com, so that's the way to do it, and I'll sign it to anybody you want, but you got to tell me who to.
Right, okay, so in terms of doing that on the site, when we hit the PayPal link...
No, send me an email. Send me an email.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and if possible, the same place the PayPal link is going to is info@nickajackpress.com, so send an email there.
Okay, that's info@nickajackpress.com.
Yep.
Got it. Okay, and then quick question for Donovan there. Last week, he had told us the story of his vaccine experience, and he'd mentioned that a physician had advised him to eat a meal before getting the vaccine. And I was wondering, was that a Donovan-specific advisory, or is that something that doctors tell anyone queuing up for to get the vaccine?
I doubt it's vaccine-specific. Doctors probably tell anybody to do that, period.
No, really? Okay.
Probably.
Because I'm like him. I tend to eat lunch late, and I was just wondering, it sounds like it's something that they want you to do before you show up, namely eat a decent lunch.
Well, I think it's just kind of common sense, so that you're less likely to have untoward events. But who knows? All bets are off.
Okay, and then in the meantime, I also wanted to thank Donovan for mentioning Shadrach, Meshach,
Abednego.
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
Yes.
Yeah, by Brooke Benton. Yeah, that's a song I've really come to like.
Yes.
And then for trivia here, let me try my luck this week. First guess is going to be an electric guitar.
No.
Okay, second guess is an electric fence.
Electric fence, no.
Okay, ice skates, roller skates, or skateboard?
Well, would they be battery operated? Because, you know, you'd trip on the cord otherwise. No.
Okay, and my last guess is going to be electric shaver.
No.
Okay. Well, that's it for the starter question. As far as the do-it-yourself category goes, could I try a true crime question, please?
Oh well. All right. Let's find something delectable with regard to true crime. All right. Don't go anywhere. We'll pick up your true crime crime question next. Hang on. But while we're at it, Johnny D in Youngstown said he recognized a bumper. So, Johnny, what'd you hear?
Good golly, Miss Raleigh.
Yeah.
I heard King with a K, Floyd, Sookie Sookie now, Groove Me.
Yeah, Groove Me, absolutely. Groove Me, you are a winner.
Now, what year did that come out?
1970 on Atlantic.
Yeah, that's the year I got out of high school. I remember that song.
All right. Well,
can I take a guess at the trivia?
I don't see why not. Let me find the question again here. Yes, they've been around forever, but it wasn't until the 1950s that the first electric one was sold. Electric what?
Well, I have one in this house I'm in now, and my wife kind of doesn't like it. It's an electric stove.
No.
Okay.
But thanks for trying. I like it. Right. I like it. Thanks. Appreciate it. But hold on. You got the bumper right, so that makes you a winner. Don't go anywhere. All right. So Johnny Nee knows his King Floyd. All right. Good deal. Now, will I get back to Bill? I've already got a question for him. We got Tom. We got Mark, who wants 1971 music. Donovan wants 1974 music. And Richard in Pasadena thinks he knows electric what? Well, we'll see. Coming up on WGN Radio.
Exhausted from the heat, I decided to sit down for a spell. And there, not far from me, was an old wishing well. The sounds that came from this old thing, made out of stone, rang in my ears as I continued to roam. Wishing well. But listen carefully, there's a maiden in the hills that all men should see. To find this beautiful maiden will take hard work and skill. But you've been lonely so long, I know you have the wit. Wishing well.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James, Bumper Stumpers A to Z, and this hour, everything is a Kenny. That's right, we got five Kennys from which to choose. Kenny who on this one? Wishing Well, 1965 on DCP, which was Don Costa Productions, and Kenny Seymour sang and wrote it. I just gave you the damn answer. Well, actually, I didn't. But close enough. Teddy Randazzo produced it, but it's not under his name. So who is he? All right, so 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. So we're back to Bill and Bella. And Bill wanted, and wanted true crime trivia. So I thought, well, I got to get Chicago in on this. So we're talking the late 1800s in Chicago. Master criminal had a building that became known as the Murder Castle. Who was he?
Herman T. Budgett.
Who?
His last name, he used the alias Holmes.
Yes.
But his real name was Herman T. Mudgett.
Yes, you're absolutely right. 1861 to 1896, his life cut short because they killed him in jail. Absolutely. He confessed to 27 murders while he was awaiting his execution. They only got him on one. But why did you know Mr. Mudgett?
Because he, if I understand correctly, I think he holds the world's record as far as being a serial killer goes.
No, I think I've got another trivia question for you another time then. Yeah.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah, he may be close, but yes, he was also a trigamist. And, but most of the time it was just mistresses and, you know, he just did away with them. So that's absolutely right. He was a busy boy in Chicago, an Exeter graduate at age 16. So much for the fine schools.
Yeah, what was really a shame with him was apparently he was a pretty good physician in his own right, but he something happened and he went terribly wrong.
Oh yeah, this guy was as bad as it gets. So and I guess there have been movies made of this guy. See, I guess I don't see enough movies because I had never heard about him until I looked up true crime trivia.
All right. Well, thanks again for letting me play Trivia Rumble.
Hang on. Don't go away. Yes, absolutely. Herman Wester Mudgett, better known as H.H. Holmes, Dr. Henry Howard Holmes. And, big-time serial killer. And that's the deal there. All right. So Bill is absolutely right about that. Now, we've got Richard in Pasadena, who's going to guess on our question. And that is, it wasn't electrified until the 1950s. The first one was sold then. First what?
Okay, Raleigh, I think it is the wheelchair.
You are a winner. Why do you know this?
Well, you know, it's a funny thing. Earlier today, I was out at the Hollywood Walk of Fame visiting the Elvis Presley star on the Walk of Fame. And it's kind of funny because Elvis Presley, Don Steele, and the Beatles are all located right practically next to each other at La Brea and Hollywood Boulevard. And why they didn't put the Beatles as a group in front of Capitol Records where the individual stars are, I'll never know. But it was funny because when I got home from visiting the Walk of Fame, I was watching a DVD of Raymond Burr in Ironside. Oh, wow. And when you mentioned about electric, something just clicked, and I thought, well, it's the wheelchair. So I just took a stab at it.
Well, that's pretty darn good. You are absolutely right. So, I don't know what to say, other than we'll get your prize. It won't be worth the postage it takes to get it to you, but you get a certificate as well. And hang on, and thank you for listening, and thank you for calling.
Okay, thanks.
All right, so now, I don't know. Oh, no, I hung up on him. Oh, call back, please, please, please call back. The phone system is reversed from what it used to be, so when I think I'm putting people on hold, I sometimes hang up on them. This was absolutely inadvertent. We want to get you that certificate and that prize. So, calling Richard in Pasadena, call back. Sorry about that. 888-876-5593, 8888. Raleigh. And I'm looking at this saying, did I? I don't think I did. So I will now, though. We'll get to... Oh, Chad in Louisville's calling. He wants 1971 music. So does Mark in Aurora. Donovan wants 1974 music. And Tom in Covington wants trivia. We've got it until 1 a.m. this morning right here on WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, 1956 on Ember, Bumper Stumpers A to Z. We are working on, yes, this is 1956 on Ember. Every artist we play, their first name begins with a K or the group name begins with a K. In this case, it's first name we're looking for. There's a group with them as well, but it is a first name. And other than that, I got no hints. Yeah. I would, but I don't know what, I never charted or anything. I don't know what else to tell you about them. Chad is in Louisville. Been too long. Chad, thank you for staying awake.
Well, I stay up till 6 or 7 in the morning.
Oh, well, then there's no excuse. There's no excuse. Well, then, I'm putting you on hold for 3 minutes. Don't go away.
Okay.
I forgot about the news. All right, so I forget about a lot of things, but we'll find out what's going on in the world right now on WGN Radio.
Others as they do to you. Everybody knows the golden rule, but that didn't mean a thing to you, baby. No, 'cause you treated me bad, made me sad, broke my little heart right in two. Yes, you did. But baby, my heart no longer burns. Guy the opposite of me. He doesn't give you any sympathy.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Bumper Stumpers A to Z on Monday Night Trivia. We're working on the letter K in this hour. They're all Kennys. Kenny somebody or other. So what Kenny is that? 1966 on Arctic. All right, that should be a real giveaway. Now we're talking to Chad in Louisville. Now that we find out he stays up late every night, he's not calling me. So what are you doing?
Usually reading or watching Roku. I have made a promise to Soraya, though, that I'm going to call you every Monday night for trivia.
Well, you can call any night you want. Just call. You know, Monday through Thursday, I'm here.
Yeah, I like the true crime thing. I know there were a couple others in Chicago, Leopold and Loeb, and Richard Speck, of course.
Well, and John Wayne Gacy. Yeah. I mean, let's...
yeah. Oh, my God. Chicago's had its share fair. Fair share. Good Lord, I haven't even drank that much
yet. Well, it probably is a share fair as far as that goes, but lots of fairs. the reality is, with that many million people, well, you'd expect it.
Oh, well, yeah, you got a point there. Very good.
Yeah,
not much going on here. It's summertime now, so that means I don't go out till it gets dark, unless I have to.
Okay.
I don't like the sun and the heat and humidity.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you. I have a really good friend who just moved to Louisville, and I told him he was going to love it. He moved to the big apartment complex in St. Matthews. I know you know what that is. So it's the biggest one.
Yeah, right.
And yeah, he's a racing guy. So of course Churchill Downs is there. So yeah.
He'll be right at home with that.
Oh, he will, absolutely. Yeah. And I told him he could have Skyline Chili too, but he wasn't quite as impressed as I am about that.
Oh, well, I had White Castles a few nights ago. Gotta have them.
Well, yes, but of course, you when we're talking junk food, you are close to Moby Dick's.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There's two, three in Jefferson County, and then there's two over here in southern Indiana.
Right. So what more could you want?
Definitely. Yeah, I've got to have that.
Yeah.
Plenty. I've got a bag of potato chips right here that are in danger because they're close to me.
I thought you were telling me they're in danger because they made them with peanut oil. I'm very upset that all the good potato chips made with peanut oil seem to be off the market now because of people's allergies.
I don't understand that. That's why I buy Mike's Sells. They're still made of peanut oil.
Yeah. Isn't that nice?
Yep, from Dayton, Ohio. That's... Yeah. I've loved Mike Sells chips forever, and that's what I buy because they just taste better.
They do taste better. That's absolutely right. Well, I see you know the finer things in life still. And so You have selected 1971 as your choice.
And so I would have been 17, almost 18 in September. So
All right. The prime of life. Now, I picked out three records. The first one, I will just practically fall on the floor if you know it. You won't, I don't think. The second one, I will be at least mildly surprised if you know it. The third one, I'll be shocked if you don't. All right?
Okay.
So we'll see how you do from insanely difficult. I tried to find things that Wacky would have never played. Although the second one, it's iffy. The second one, they might have. All right. So this is the first one. Let's see how you get. Of course, I know you know the song by Dion Jackson.
Yeah, I know the song. Oh, my God. Yeah, that would have been a good yellow got played here.
Yeah, well, that's they actually did some other really nice things. Not in 1971, but some really nice things. And it's odds and ends. All right. This next one, and yes, I'll play you some good odds and ends sometime. That was not necessarily it. But now, this next one, I'd say 60-40 you won't. But that's a strong 40 you will.
Baby, I need your sweet loving.
That's
a foundation. No. All right. That's the Mob.
And, the Mob.
Yeah, and they were a wonderful group. That's Jim Holbey, who wrote all the stuff for the Buckinghams and more. He was just incredible. We've had him on before, and we will again, because he's great. But I did find another odds and ends record I want you to hear. It's not 1971, but you will see why I like this group. And obviously it wasn't for their cover of Dion Jackson, but I thought this was terrific. Fine record.
it sounds a lot like Diana Ross.
Yeah. It was 1970 on the Today label, which probably explains why
you're like me. Every time I hear a song, I see the record label.
Oh, of course, absolutely. And let's face it, Today did not have what would be known as distribution. So consequently, we know why it wasn't a hit, but it was one of those records I thought you'd like. So yes, let me try.
Yeah.
All right. So now, one that I expect you to know. And if you don't, I've got a follow-up still. But I expect you to know this, Chad and Louisville. We'll see.
Oh, God, yes. Mr. Big Stuff, Gene Knight.
Absolutely. Knight it is.
Yeah.
And another fine record and a big hit, too.
Oh, yeah, a monster hit. I like the Honeycomb, too. And I like their follow-up.
Yeah.
Stick Up, Highway Robbery.
Of course. Absolutely. Well, very good. All right, we're going to get your address and mail you a prize not worth the postage it'll take to get to you. But but now attendance will be taken. And now that I know you're awake, you have absolutely no excuse. So we expect regular participation.
I promise I will call regularly.
All right.
Because I am up all night.
All right. See, you'll rue the day you admitted that, but thank you. Hang on. Don't go away, chat. So, yes, we have a winner. All right. Now, 888-876-5593. We got Tom, we got Mark, we got Donovan, and there's always room for you on WGN Radio. But. Yeah, I do that to Dan all the time, and it's terrible. I shouldn't. I got something else to say. Yeah. By now, you've heard all about MyPillow and how millions of people are getting the best sleep of their lives because of them. If you don't have a MyPillow or you know someone who doesn't, you're going to want to hear this. Right now, MyPillow is offering premium MyPillows, the ones that started it all for the lowest price ever. You can get a queen-size premium MyPillow, regularly $69.98, for only $29.98. That's a $40 savings. And kings are just $5 more. Now's the time to buy. They'll even give you a 60-day money-back guarantee. So sleep on them. If you don't believe they're the absolute best, return them for a full refund. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square. There you'll find this amazing offer, plus deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the MyPillow mattress topper and MyPillow towel sets. Call 800-299-9579. That's 800-299-9579, or go to MyPillow.com. Use promo code WGN from WGN Radio.
I've ordered some rain for tomorrow. The sky will be sunny but wet. And out of nowhere you're suddenly there. And I say, pardon me, haven't we met? I've ordered some sunshine with showers. And I've got my scenery set. Right there with a thumb, our umbrella's gonna bump. And I'll say, pardon me, haven't we met? Accidents can happen, and into one I'm gonna slide. There's a good chance in finding romance when two hearts collide.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. It's Monday Night Trivia. Bumper Stumpers A to Z. Everybody's a K tonight. That's right. Their first name begins with a K, or the name of the group begins with a K. And this hour, we got all Kennys. All Kennys all the time. So Kenny who? That's kind of a gift. You should be able to do that, I do believe. 888-876-5593. And do we have another question out there? I think I've been remiss. I haven't thrown anything out there. But you can have your own category, you know. But okay. In World War II, it only happened to 1 in 50 soldiers. Now, at the start of the Gulf War, 1 in 4 experienced it. What happened? So 1 in 50 in World War II, 1 in 4 in the Gulf War. 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. Mark in Aurora also wants 1971 music, and I'm ready for you, Mark.
Well, let me clarify that, though. I wanted to go up the top 15 or so charts.
Oh, even better. Oh, no, that's great.
Identify
a song. No, that's great.
I did mention that to John, but I think he was in a hurry. And I wanted to clarify two or three other things. One is that as far as the medium on which something comes, I have a funny, nuanced version of that. When WGN plays the Sunday Standards on Sunday nights, I play it through my smartphone, and then I play the smartphone through my C-Crane 3 because the sound quality is better than if I just played the C-Crane 3 by itself.
Okay.
So that's a little bit nuanced. And then, as far as the distinction, the distinction you draw between vinyl and CD, I was looking for a way to describe that by analogy because I had an apartment mate who taught me to do that because I'm a musical audiophile and he was a music major and he said, okay, I'm shopping for a CD player, and you're talking to me about distortion. Now, how do I explain, how do I understand distortion in a musical way rather than in a technical way? And so he taught me to translate, and I have finally figured out that the conversion from vinyl to CD is not just transcription, but it's translation.
That's not the problem. That's not the problem.
You have to be. Well, tell me what you think the problem is.
Well, I know what the problem is. By the way, what you're talking about more than anything are the algorithms, and they've gotten a lot better at that. The problem is that they remix them. And as far as I'm concerned, the only mix that matters is the original Mono 45. Any other mix is unacceptable to me. It's that simple. And so it's not about that it's on CD, because if you get somebody's bootleg CDs that they've put from vinyl, in today's world, they sound perfect.
But in the earliest days of CDs, there was not only frequency response deficiency, there was also deficiency in stereo dimensionality.
The algorithms were bad. It will
give you front and back, not just side to side panorama.
Yes.
And then my third clarification is I neglected to explain last week why I was naming all these products I was shopping for, the electric toothbrush and the mink jacket and so forth. These were all products that were either advertised or recommended by WGN.
Okay.
And the Oral-B, although it is not advertised by them, it was recommended by a dentist that John Williams was interviewing. And the Oral-B costs less to maintain than the Sonicare. Those were the two he recommended. So that was why I was shopping for all those products, because they had been advertised on WGN lately, and I guess I didn't want people to just feel that I was giving them a boring shopping trip. But for your last trivia question, I actually guessed electric toothbrush, and I, of course, was wrong. I got two other trivia answers right, but people beat me to it. So...
Mark,
1971, off the charts.
And off the charts, and I got them right in front of me. But you officially have too much time on your hands. All right, hang on, don't go away, and we'll pick it up right there, and you'll get your.
When I'm shopping in the car, that doesn't qualify.
All right, we'll pick it up right there. Coming up, shopping in the car. Now, considering your vision pro, I don't even want to think about this. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.
Just a shame now. After I've gone.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Bumper Stumper A to Z. Tonight we have all Kennys in this hour. We'll go back to K's next hour. Well, obviously Kenny is a K, but a specific K. So Kenny who? That's our fifth one here, and we haven't gotten anybody knocking off any of them yet, which is surprising. 888-876-5593, 8888. Raleigh, we're talking to Mark from Aurora, and he wants 1971 music, and what we have done is we picked the Billboard Hot 100 for this week in 1971. And so... We'll go, and you'll get a chance to get three wrong before we stop. Want to see how well you do?
Sure.
All right. Number one, want ads.
Honeycomb.
Number two, Brown Sugar.
Rolling Stones.
Number three, Rainy Days and Mondays.
Carpenters.
Number four, It Don't Come Easy.
Ringo.
Number five, Joy to the World.
Three Dog Nights.
Six, It's Too Late.
Carole King.
Seven, Sweet and Innocent.
The Osmond Brothers.
No, guess again. You're close.
Donny Osmond.
Yes, absolutely. We'll consider that right. We're going to pick it up at number eight in moments. Don't go away. Mark and Aurora.
Okay.
All right. So, yes, doing well so far. Another hour of trivia coming up, hopefully with you and Tom and Donovan. But 888-876-5593, 8888. Raleigh, make it be you on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Riley James. That should be a gift. It's Bumper Stumpers A to Z. We're working on the letter K tonight. So the next five records, every artist, their first name begins with a K, or the name of the group, if it is a group, begins with a K. So who is she? And yes, she had hits. All right, so 888-876-5593. I have a question. In World War II, it only happened to 1 in 50 soldiers, but by the start of the Gulf War, it was happening to 1 in 4. What were these soldiers experiencing? All right, so 888-876-5593. You don't like my question? You don't like my bumper stumpers? Well, that's all right. You can have your own category. It can be virtually anything, and Mark from Aurora is proving that. On this, we're doing charts, and he has picked 1971. So we've gone back to June of 1971 on the Billboard Hot 100, and we're going not alphabetically, we're going numerically down the charts. We've conquered one ads, Brown Sugar, Rainy Days and Mondays, It Don't Come Easy, Joy to the World, It's Too Late, I think. These records don't even sound familiar anymore. Sweet and Innocent, yes, Donny Osmond. I think we left him right there. So that means we go to number eight. So are you ready, Mark?
I'm here. I'll give it a shot.
All right. We'll see how far you get on this. Number eight, To Read Her Like a Lady.
Cornelius Brothers and Sister Rose.
Absolutely. Barb Archibald's Music Factory. All right, number nine, I'd have failed this. Number nine, I'll Meet You Halfway.
Oh, boy, I'm going to fail it, too.
It's the Partridge Family.
Oh,
and it was number nine.
Oh, but you know what? I think I heard that song recently.
We'll try never to play it. But
David Cassidy.
Yeah, you can get three wrong, so we're going to see how far you get. Number 10, and remember, this is your week, June 1971. Number 10, Bridge Over Troubled Water.
Simon and Garfunkel.
No, I said 1971. Oh. Think about this.
Gladys Knight or Aretha Franklin.
Yes, Aretha Franklin. All right. Number 11, Indian Reservation.
Mark Lindsay with Paul Revere and the Raiders, except I think it was only Mark Lindsay by then.
It was the Raiders, but good enough.
Okay, the Raiders, yeah.
Number 12, Me and You and a Dog Named Boo.
Lobo, what a touching song.
Oh, God. Number 13, I Don't Know How to Love Him.
I'm going to say probably Yvonne Elliman rather than Helen Reddy.
No, it was Helen Reddy, I'm sorry to say.
Helen Reddy, okay.
Number 14, Never Can Say Goodbye.
Michael Jackson, not Gloria Gaynor, for heaven's sake. Michael Jackson.
Well, no, but if it's not Michael Jackson, it's... Oh, you can do this, come on.
No, I don't remember what version we're talking about.
The Jackson Five.
It
was the Jackson Five. It wasn't billed as Michael Jackson.
But he soloed on it. Yeah,
doesn't matter. Number 15.
Jackson Five.
You got one more you're going to get wrong, but we'll see how you do. Number 15, Superstar. That's hard. This is really hard.
It's Murray Head.
Yeah, okay, good enough.
I don't care.
I don't care about the Trinidad Singers. Very, very good. Number 16, Double Lovin'. Oh, God help us all. Double Lovin'.
Osmonds?
Yes. Done in Muscle Shoals, Rick Hall. Oh, shame on him. Shame. Okay, number 17, Don't Knock My Love, Part 1.
Don't Knock My Love.
Part one.
That seems to be one that I don't know as well.
All right. That would have been Wilson Pickett on Atlantic.
Ah.
All right.
I guess it wasn't played much in Buffalo.
Well, you got pretty good.
This time of 71 is nostalgic for me because the family went east for vacation, and I found out that I could pick up WKBW Buffalo in the state of Maine well before sunset.
Yeah. Well, that must have been a fascinating trip.
And one of the things about getting these new Sea Crane radios is that I'm discovering I'm still excited by DXing like I was back then.
Yeah, well, it's nice. It's not. It's what's really nice is when you actually stumble upon something you want to hear. Rarer and rarer these days.
Yes.
Yeah, but you did very well, Mark, very well. So we'll up your prize ante for that. Hang on, don't go away.
Yeah.
All right, good deal. So Mark got a lot of those right, and yeah, we'll do charts with you. Now, by the way, if I think that you have these Whitburn books that that lists all the Billboard charts, well, I'll just switch to Cashbox or Record World. Yes, I'm not without options. When I first got the charts, it was before Whitburn did any of these books, including them all. I was radio editor for Billboard, and so I'd sit there in the archives. And what I really loved, I've mentioned this before, was before it was the Billboard that we know, and that's what they called it, the Billboard. What it really was from the late 1800s was a carny magazine. And so it would be like Circus Needs Fat Lady and stuff like that. And then when they switched over to music by, you know, like 1920s or 30s, they spun off the carny business to a different publication that they named Amusement Business, and that's where all that went. But the early issues of the Billboard were all these carny ads, and they were just hilarious. They were beyond politically incorrect and truly wonderful to sit there and read. But I thought to myself, while I'm here, I might as well make copies of all the charts, and I did. It took me about 3 years, but I did. And then for people's birthday, I would give them the chart of the day that they were born or something, you know. So, and then, of course, Whitburn's come out with most of it, not the stuff from the 40s or 30s, but certainly from the Hot 100 on. And he's done it with Cashbox as well, and a lot of stuff for the Record World charts, too. So, good deal for him. All right, so we've got Tom in Covington, who's been hanging on forever, so he's next. And we have Donovan in Vancouver, who's been hanging on almost as long, and he'll be after that. And then there's plenty of room for you. So I've got my starter question, which doesn't seem to be floating your boat, so you can have your own category. It can be absolutely anything. And another Bumper Stumpers coming up in moments. 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh on WGN Radio.
Another day gone by. Lord, and still I wait. You'll never know how much I've tried to keep my faith and be true. But she'll ride on.
GN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. It's Monday Night Trivia, Bumper Stumpers, A to Z. We're working on the letter K. All the artists' first names begin with K, or if it's a group, the group name begins with K. And that's one there. There's a Chicago connection in that. It was on Checker in 1965, but they were a D.C. group. So, who are they? 888-876-5593. I got a question out there. In World War II, only 1 in 50 soldiers experienced this. But by the start of the Gulf War, it was 1 in 4. What were they experiencing? 888-876-5593. If you don't like my question, you have your own category. If you don't know the Bumper Stumpers, that's fine. You can still have your own category. We're talking to Tom in Covington. I forget what about.
We were talking about Keith Rush last.
Oh, yes, absolutely. The father of conservative talk radio in New Orleans. I think he was on the air there longer than anybody else, like 60 years.
Yeah, I don't know how long he was on.
Yeah, pretty sure that's right.
He was real big in the 60s, and Nut and Jeff was another show that was
huge.
It was big in the 60s.
Right, huge. Yeah, WSMB, when it was Sanger Maison Blanche.
Yep. And the question you just asked, would that be PTSD?
No. That's a good answer.
The only other thing I can think of, and I don't know what you call it, but I know they sent pallets of diet drinks over there, and in the heat,
oh, God.
The things deteriorated, oh. Which gave them doses of formaldehyde and something else that stuff deteriorates into.
Not good.
Nope. Because one time I asked the doctor, I said, you know when that stuff goes flat, it reminds me of bug spray.
Oh, yeah, right. Well, I can see that, actually. It's an acquired taste. You have to drink it a long time before one day the brain clicks and says, oh, you know, this isn't too bad. But at first, forget about it.
Yeah, well, I quit drinking almost all of that stuff.
Mm. Well, you're better off for it. Now, I'm still addicted to my Mexican Coke, but I rue that.
Well, I have one Mexican Coke in the refrigerator. It's a peach-flavored Mexican Coke.
Oh, God. Ugh. I'm a purist.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I just learned that you don't use those bottles.
No. Those bottles are not...
cold water, because they'll break on you.
Yeah, those bottles are not hardy. They look hardy. They're supposed to look like the old ones, but don't be fooled by that. And heaven forbid you leave it in the freezer too long. I only know how easily those shatter.
Did you ever try putting it in a plastic bag?
Yes. Well, then it just shatters in the bag.
Yeah. But at least you didn't have to clean up the refrigerator.
Well, there is that. There is that. But I try to remember not to do it. So what are we going to work on tonight?
Well, I guess my best luck is music, so...
Okay. What year floats your boat tonight?
Well, I'll try 55 again.
All right, 1955. And let's see what looks interesting from 1955 that you would possibly know. And there were an awful lot of 1950. It was an odd year, as you know, because you were starting to see the first vestiges of rock and roll hit the chart, and you also had Snooky Lanson. So it was a little bit of everything. But what can I do that you would absolutely know? Yeah, I think you would. Certainly you know the covers, but I think you know the original as well. And it was a fine 1955 record.
Sincerely, by the moon glows.
Absolutely, it's just that easy. We have a winner. It is Sincerely by the Moon Glows. All right, you're a winner. Hang on, Tom. Very good. Now, we still have quite a bit of trivia, about 20 minutes left in room for you. We'll get to Sean and Sandwich. He's got a guess in our... It was won in 50 during World War II. By the time the Gulf War came around, it was 1 in 4 soldiers experiencing this. Experiencing what? 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh on WGN Radio.
Oh, darling, oh, darling, oh, oh.
GN Radio. I'm Riley James. It's Bumper Stumpers A to Z. We're working on the letter K tonight. It's a group. Their name begins with a K. They're on the Shad label, which was 1959. Pretty much that was it for them. I think there were a couple 1960 stragglers, but that was Bob Shad's label in New York. And the group was, I think, from like Bayonne or something, or North Bergen, New Jersey, obviously. So big New York doo-wop record. But who are they? I've got one more after this, and that's, I think, it for the K's on Bumper Stumpers A to Z. We're working on a trivia question, and that was, in World War II, 1 in 50 soldiers experienced it. But by the start of the Gulf War, 1 in 4. What? Sean and Sandwich, welcome to WGN Radio.
How you doing, Riley?
All right, how about yourself? How you feeling?
Your stumpers.
Good.
I'm feeling good.
Good.
Feeling good. Everything's good.
All right.
All righty. Here, about your trivia question, you got some good ones. I think I'm going to pull a mini James on this one and guess about at least 5 or 6. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay. All righty. Let's see. We got heat stroke.
No. So we went no on that. Next.
Okay, yeah. Jock itch.
No. No.
Athlete's foot.
No.
PTSD?
No.
Lice and fleas?
No. Oh, God, no.
That was big in Vietnam.
Yeah, I don't doubt it for a minute, considering where Vietnam is.
Yeah, true. And malaria, that's all I got.
Oh, well, those are all good guesses, and none of them are right.
Oh, dang it.
But right, thanks for trying. Appreciate it. All right. So 888-876-5593. So 1 in 50 during World War II, yes. And 1 in 4 during the Gulf War, the early Gulf War. Bob in Chicago wants a guess on this. So what do you think, Bob?
How about, a Dear John letter getting... file for divorce.
Oh, wow. No, that's not it. Wouldn't be surprised, but that's not it.
No. Well, I just thought it was, a guess, a funny guess.
Yes, it's a fine guess, an absolutely fine guess, creative even, but it's not right.
Okay.
But I'm glad you tried. Call me again.
Yeah, well, I will.
I'm counting on it.
I will definitely call you. I got something I want to talk to you about.
Oh, good. Call me tomorrow. Okay, thanks, Bob.
All right. Thanks.
Appreciate it.
Raleigh.
All right. So, let's see. We got Donovan coming up in moments. I got a 1974 record or two for Donovan. We'll see how we do. And you want the final word tonight? We'll hold the trivia question over, give you a week to think about it, if nobody gets it tonight. But you could be the one right now. So World War II, it happened to 1 in 50. Start of the Gulf War, it was 1 in 4. 1 in 4 what? 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh on WGN Radio.
Grandma Annie and old Papa Denny almost made it to the Hall of Fame. But they couldn't win an Oscar, Emmy, or a Grammy. They got caught smoking cigarettes with no name. He said, she said, we said, they said, we know what's going on behind closed doors. We heard, she heard, we heard, they heard. Now let me tell you some more. Susan and Robbie, I seen her brother Bobby running to the hotel he was wearing. The last time I seen him, him and Janet Fanny was snorting funny powder with a straw up their nose. He said, she said, we said, they said, we know what's going on behind closed doors. Tell you some more. The power and all in endeavor just to have a love affair with Donna Lane. When he seen he couldn't take it, he knew he had to make it to the doctor for some morphine to ease the pain.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Record makes me laugh every time I hear it. Just wonderful. Val Shively produced it. That's a Philly record, and that group had earlier hits, and he kind of revived them a couple decades ago. So who are they? It's our last K. Bumper Stumpers A to Z. We're working on the letter K, so it's a group whose name starts with a K. Appropriate for Pennsylvania, too. 888-876-5593 is 8888. Raleigh, we got Donovan, and then we're going to get Suzanne and Dusty and see what we can do here. But Donovan's been waiting for the longest time. He wants 1974 music. So how's it going, Donovan?
Doing pretty well tonight, Raleigh.
Excellent.
Had to plug in the phone a couple times on my USB headset because it kept telling me battery was low.
Oh,
so I sure
God,
hope it doesn't go off.
Oh, well, I've been kind to you. I picked a record that you will absolutely know. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Well, me too. Wonder where it is. Oh, here we go.
Don't you know I get magic?
Oh, Abracadabra, the DeFranco family?
Yes, absolutely, the DeFranco family. I knew it. I saw this and I thought, Donovan will know this. I couldn't get past Heartbeat as a Love Beat, but I knew you'd know it. So, we have a winner. Hang on, don't go away. All right, so Donovan knows his DeFranco family. All right, so I was almost going to give him Dick Feller. All right, Suzanne in Chicago, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. Hey, I'm not quite sure of the question, but would it be 50 men may have had a woman in their group, whereas four men in the Gulf War?
Oh, that's interesting.
Would have had a woman in the-
that's a very good answer. It's not right, but it's a great answer. Thank you for trying.
Okay, bye.
Appreciate it. Yeah, so in World War II, one out of 50 soldiers experienced this. But at the start of the Gulf War, it happened a one in four. What? Dusty in Upper Michigan ending trivia tonight. What do you think, Dusty?
Oh, dang it. Yeah, I was guessing serving alongside with women.
Ah, it's such a good answer. It's just not right. But I'll
say, maybe foreign language training?
No, not that either.
Okay,
but those are all good guesses, and I'm going to hold the question over till next week, so hopefully you'll think of something else and you'll call me back.
Okay.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it. All right, so on Bumper Stumpers, you know, I list them after the show at Raleigh.net, Rolleye.net. I think I got time to review most of them. Also, I stream the show after the show incessantly until the next live show, so you can get the link at Raleigh.net. You also can download it if that's easier for you. All right, so what did we play? We played Karen Small, To Get You Back Again, The Cool Gents, This Is the Night, King Floyd, Groove Me, The Kodaks, OG, Oh Gosh, and that was Pearl McKinnon on lead, sounding a lot like Frankie Lyman. Kenny and the Impacts, Wishing Well, that's Kenny Seymour. Kenny Esquire and the Starlights, They Call Me a Dreamer. Kenny Gamble, The Joke's on You. Kenny Rankin, Haven't We Met. Kenny Wells, Isn't It a Shame. Kim Weston, Looking for the Right Guy. King Kolax in combo with the Vondels, doing Lenora. The Knight Brothers, Temptation's About to Get Me. The Knockouts, Darlin' Lorraine, and the Keystoners doing Gossip. Yeah, so, well, we had Johnny D know his King Floyd, and we had Scotty know his Cool Gents. I was really surprised nobody came up with Kenny Rankin. 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh on WGN Radio.